From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has embarked on a trip to the Asia-Pacific region that will include a visit to South Korea Sunday amid a tense standoff along the Korean Peninsula. Pence left Washington Saturday in what will be a 10-day four-nation trip that will also include stops in Japan, Indonesia, Australia, and Hawaii. And while in South Korea, Pence will meet with its prime minister with local business leaders. A massive display of military might and armor in North Korea as it celebrated its Day of the Sun Saturday, the country's annual commemoration of founding leader Kim Il-sung, born 105 years ago. Kim died in 1994 after 46 years as the supreme leader. His grandfather, or he is the grandfather of current leader Kim Jong-un. The display also comes days after the U.S. dropped its largest non-nuclear bomb on insurgents in Afghanistan. During his weekly radio address while marking the celebrations of the Christian holiday Easter and Jewish holiday Passover within the United States and abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump denounced the attacks on Christians last week in Egypt, but also spoke of unity.
When we're good people of all faiths, Christians and Muslims and Jewish and Hindu, can follow their hearts and worship according to their conscience. With God's grace, life always triumphs over death. Freedom overcomes oppression, and faith extinguishes fear. This is the source of our hope and our confidence in the future.
Mr. Trump also said, when we're good people of all faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jewish, and Hindu, they can follow their hearts and worship according to their conscience. This is VOA News.